trumpet and loud let it ring, Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing, Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us now bow our heads while we pray.
现在请各位低头，我们祷告。
天父上帝，我们在还没有研究这个题目以前，我们愿意求你的灵与我们同在，求主帮助我们，不但是明了你所赐给我们的教训，更是求主赐给我们力量，使每位听众可以遵守。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿门。We are studying lesson 41 for today.
我们在今天所研究的是第41课。
Lesson 41.
第41课。
The subject of lesson 41 is the importance of believing.
第41课的题目是信仰的重要性。
Christ is called the great physician.
基督被称为伟大的医生。
He went everywhere teaching and healing.
他周游各处教训人，医治人。
Christ cured many sufferers of physical maladies.
耶稣基督医治了许多身体有疾病的人。
However, there was one necessary prerequisite to being healed.
但是有一个必须有的先决条件，然后才能够得医治。
That was to believe.
那就是要相信。
Only those who had faith in Christ's power to heal were made whole.
只有那些相信耶稣基督医治的能力的人才能够得到痊愈。
Yes, we speak of a person being made whole or being healed. Once two blind men followed Jesus crying.
有一次有两个瞎眼的人跟着耶稣呼喊着说，
Thou son of David,
说是大卫的子孙，
Have mercy on us,
可怜我们吧。
These blind men followed Jesus into the house.
这些个瞎子就跟着耶稣进到屋子里头去了。
Where he said to them,
然后他就对他们说，
Do you believe that I am able to do this?
你们信我能做这事吗？
They said to him,
他们对他说，
Yes, Lord.
主啊，我们信。
Then he touched their eyes,
耶稣就摸他们的眼睛，
saying,
说，
According to your faith,
照着你们的信，
Be it done to you.
给你们成全了吧。
And their eyes were opened,
他们的眼睛就开了。
Matthew 9:27-30.
马太九章二十七至三十节。
At another time,
另外有一次，
a father brought his son,
有一个父亲带着他的儿子来，
who was possessed of a dumb spirit.
那个儿子是被一个哑巴鬼附着的。
Brought him to Christ.
他就把这儿子带到耶稣的面前。
The father implored the Savior to heal his son.
这个父亲就恳求救主医治他的儿子。
Jesus then said to the father,
然后耶稣就对父亲说，
If thou canst believe,
你若能信，
All things are possible to him that believeth,
在信的人凡事都能。
And straightway the father of the child cried out,
孩子的父亲立时喊着说，
And said with tears,
他就含着泪说，
Lord, I believe,
主啊，我信。
Help thou mine unbelief,
但我信不足，求主帮助。
Mark 9:23 and 24,
马可九章二十三、二十四节。
Today we live in a faithless generation.
今天我们是生活在一个不信的时代。
Many believe only that which they can see and feel.
很多人只相信那些他们所能看见、所能感觉到的。
For such, Christ can perform no miracles.
基督不能为这样的人行什么神迹。
Christianity is a faith.
基督教是一种信仰。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
we walk by faith, not by sight.
我们是行事是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
2 Corinthians 5:7,
哥林多后书五章七节。
The same prerequisite is necessary in healing from sin.
同样的先决条件也是在这个医治人脱离罪恶的时候也是一样的需要。
As in healing from disease.
正如同在医治人脱离疾病是一样的。
Healing from sin is called salvation.
拯救人医治人脱离罪恶就称为救赎。
In the book of Acts,
在使徒行传里头
is recorded the experience of a Philippian jailer.
在那个地方记载着一个腓立比的禁足的经验。
Paul and Silas,
保罗跟希拉
early Christian missionaries,
他们是早期的基督教传教士
were imprisoned for preaching the gospel,
因为传讲福音而被关禁起来。
At midnight,
在半夜的时候
the Lord sent an angel to release his faithful servants.
主就差遣一位天使去释放他的忠心的仆人们。
Awakened by the earthquake,
那个禁主被地震所惊醒了。
The jailer discovered the prison gates open.
他发现这个监狱的门是开着的。
Concluding that the prisoners must have escaped.
他就认为他这些囚犯一定是都已经逃跑了。
The jailer prepared to take his own life.
于是这禁主就想自杀。
Paul called to the jailer not to harm himself.
于是保罗就向这个禁主呼叫说不要伤害他自己。
We are all here, he assured the man.
我们都在这里，他向那个人应许说，保证说。
The keeper of the prison was deeply moved by the experience.
看守监狱的人因为这一次的经验而深深地受了感动。
Sirs, he asked,
他就说二位先生
What must I do to be saved?
我当怎样行才可以得救呢?
To this imploring question, the apostles quickly replied,
这些使徒们就很快地回答这个问题说
Believe in the Lord Jesus.
就是当信主耶稣
And you will be saved.
你就必得救
You and your household.
你和你家都必得救
Acts 16:30.
使徒行传16章30节
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
当信主耶稣
Is this not a reasonable stipulation?
这岂不是一个很合理的规定吗？
A person who disbelieves does not receive.
不相信的人就得不着。
Because he will not ask.
因为他不会求。
Only the request of faith is rewarded.
只有那些凭着信心而求的人才能得着报赏。
Christ says in Matthew 7:7,
在马太七章七节，基督说
Ask and it shall be given you.
你们要求就必给你们。
Seek and ye shall find.
寻找就寻见。
Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
叩门就给你们开门。
In Hebrews 11:6 it says,
在希伯来书十一章六节说,
Without faith it is impossible to please him.
但是没有信心就不能得上帝的喜悦。
For whoever would draw near to God,
因为凡到上帝面前来的人,
must believe that he exists
必须要信有上帝
and that he rewards those who seek him
且信他赏赐那寻求他的人
belief begets trust and obedience
相信就能够产生信靠和顺从
The little child is afraid of the dark.
小孩子是怕黑暗的。
He calls out.
他常常这样喊着说
Daddy, where are you?
就是父亲啊，你在哪儿？
Then comes the familiar voice in answer.
然后父亲就回答，用他很熟悉的声音回答说
I'm right here.
我就在这儿。
I will not go away.
我不会走的。
Go back to sleep.
你去睡吧。
Because the child believes his father's word,
由于孩子相信他父亲的话
he rests in the promise.
他就因为他父亲的应许安心了。
I will not go away.
那父亲的应许是我不会走开的。
And goes peacefully to sleep.
于是他就安静地睡。
The life of a believing Christian,
相信的基督徒他们的生活
is one of unworried trust and peace.
就是一种没有忧虑的信靠和平安的生活。
Faith is more than mere belief.
所谓信心不仅是相信而已。
It is not enough to say,
要是这样说
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
我相信耶稣乃是基督，就是上帝的儿子。只是这样说还不够。
We are told in the scriptures
在圣经里头告诉我们说
that the devils also believe and tremble.
鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
James 2:19
雅各二章十九节
Therefore it is necessary...to act upon that which we profess to believe as truth in order to be accounted as having faith.
所以既然我们是宣称我们相信这个是真理，我们就应该照着去行，这样才能够被认为是信心。
This sentence is a bit long. It says it is necessary to act upon that which we profess to believe. Profess to believe as truth.In order to be accounted as having faith. Someone has aptly said,
有人说得好,
that faith is stepping out on God's promises.
所谓信心呢，就是本着上帝的应许往前走。
The man who truly believes,
真正相信的人,
that God's word is reliable,
相信上帝的话是可靠的,
will claim his promise,
就会本着他的信心,
and go forward in faith,
本着上帝的应许, 凭着信心往前走。
This is what Christ meant when he said,
基督在这样说的时候, 他的意思就是如此。
Have faith.In God.
耶稣曾经说你们要相信上帝。
Mark 11:22.
马可十一章二十二节。
Do you, dear friend, believe that Christ is your personal Savior?
亲爱的朋友，你是不是相信基督是你个人的救主呢？
Do you believe that the Bible is his instruction book?
你是不是相信圣经乃是他的，含有他指教的一本书？
On how to obtain eternal life?
指教你怎么样得到永生。
If you believe these truths with all your heart,
如果你全心相信这些真理，
you will walk in the light of truth,
你就会在真理的光里头行走。
Just as fast as the light comes to you,
你当这个光临到你，你立刻就顺从，就跟着走。
May God increase your faith day by day.
但愿上帝每天增加你的信心。
Now we have our vocabulary words.
我们现在有我们的生字。
A total of 10 to lesson 41.
41课一共有10个生字。
Number 1.
第一个。
Maladies.
疾病。
Maladies. 2.
第二个。
Prerequisite.
先决条件
prerequisite number three made whole
痊愈
made whole
或者是被治好
four implored
恳求
implored five straightway
立刻立时
straightway six jailer
敬主
Jailer 7 Concluding
推断结论
Concluding 8. Stipulation.
规定。
Stipulation. 9. Disbelieves.
不信。
Disbelieves. 10. Familiar.
熟悉的。
Familiar. Let us now read this lesson, lesson 41, over in English.
现在我们要把这一课，就是41课，用英文再念一遍。
Christ is called the great physician. He went everywhere teaching and healing. Christ cured many sufferers of physical maladies. However, there was one necessary prerequisite to being healed. That was to believe. Only those who had faith in Christ's power to heal were made whole. Once two blind men followed Jesus crying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." These blind men followed Jesus into a house where he said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done to you." And their eyes were opened. Matthew 9:27-30. At another time, a father brought his son, who was possessed of a dumb spirit, to Christ. The father implored the Savior to heal his son. Jesus then said to the father, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Today we live in a faithless generation. Many believe only that which they can see and feel. For us, Christ can perform no miracles. Christianity is a faith. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. The same prerequisite is necessary in healing from sin as in healing from disease. Healing from sin is called salvation. In the book of Acts is recorded the experience of a Philippian jailer. Paul and Silas, early Christian missionaries, were imprisoned for preaching the gospel. At midnight, the Lord sent an angel to release his faithful servants. Awakened by the earthquake, the jailer discovered the prison gates open. Concluding that the prisoners must have escaped, the jailer prepared to take his own life. Paul called to the jailer not to harm himself. "We are all here," he assured the man. The keeper of the prison was deeply moved by the experience. "Sirs," he asked, "what must I do to be saved?" To this imploring question, the apostles quickly replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Is not this a reasonable stipulation? A person who disbelieves does not receive, because he will not ask. Only the request of faith is rewarded. Christ says in Matthew 7:7, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." In Hebrews 11:6 it says, "Without faith it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who seek him." Belief begets trust and obedience. The little child is afraid of the dark. He calls out, "Daddy, where are you?" Then comes the familiar voice in answer, "I'm right here. I will not go away. Go back to sleep." Because the child believes his father's word, he rests in the promise, "I will not go away," and goes peacefully to sleep. The life of a believing Christian is one of unworried trust and peace. Faith is more than mere belief. It is not enough to say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We are told in the Scriptures that the devils also believe and tremble. Therefore, it is necessary to act upon that which we profess, to believe as truth, in order to be accounted as having faith. Someone has aptly said that faith is stepping out on God's promises. The man who truly believes that God's word is reliable will claim his promise and go forward in faith. This is what Christ meant when he said, "Have faith in God." Do you, dear friend, believe that Christ is your personal Savior? Do you believe that the Bible is his instruction book on how to obtain eternal life? If you believe these truths with all your heart, you will walk in the light of truth just as fast as the light comes to you. May God increase your faith day by day. Now we have a little more time than usual.
今天我们还比平常稍微多一点时间。
And perhaps I could use a few minutes to briefly explain the central idea of this lesson.
也许我可以用一点时间来解释这一课的中心思想。
We have been told that Christ is the great physician.
这个地方告诉我们说基督就是那位伟大的医生。
And that a large part of his ministry was teaching and healing.
他在地上服务的工作大部分都是教训人跟医治人。
Actually, Christ was more interested in healing the soul than the body.
但事实上基督在医治人的心灵方面比医治人的身体还更感兴趣。
And so his ultimate objective by healing the body is hoping that the individual would accept the power to heal the soul.
所以他在医治人身体的时候，他最大的目的，最终的目的，乃是使这个得医治的人在心灵方面也能够痊愈。
For Christ recognized that the disease of sin is a more serious disease than physical disease.
因为耶稣基督看出来 人心灵的疾病比身体的疾病更为严重。
The physical disease is as a result of sin.
身体的疾病有的时候是由罪恶的结果。
But physical disease only harms the temporary life.
但身体的疾病所危害的呢，只是我们这个暂时的、短暂的生命。
But the disease of sin can affect the soul, so that the individual will lose eternal life.
但是心灵的疾病，它能危害人的心灵，使这个人失去永远生命。
Now the prerequisite of healing, either physical or spiritual, is faith.
不论在心灵或身体哪一方面得医治的先决条件都是信心。
And so if we desire healing, we must have faith.
所以我们若是想得医治，就必须有信心才行。
Christ does not always heal the body.
基督并不每一次都医治人的身体。
Because sometimes he does not see fit to do this.
因为有的时候他认为这样做是不合宜的。
For when a person becomes well physically, he might forget Christ and his saving power.
一个人的身体好了，也许他会忘记耶稣基督以及他拯救的能力。
But Christ will always hear the prayer to overcome sin.
但是耶稣基督他常是会垂听我们胜过罪恶的祈求。
And we overcome sin through faith in his power.
我们也是因为相信他的能力才能够胜过罪恶。
And so we hear the call today, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天对我们有这样的呼求说，你要相信主耶稣基督。
As the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart.
当圣灵对你的心说话的时候,
as you hear the still small voice in your conscience.
而是你听见 你良心的微小的声音。
I trust you will pray to him and say, Lord, I believe.
我相信你会对主这样的祈求说，主啊，我信。
Help thou mine unbelief.
但我信不足，求你帮助。
May God bless you until the next broadcast.
我愿上帝赐福给你，再会。